This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everyone here from Safe Haven Podcast. Today's wonderful message is a Christmas theme message. For those who are pretty much longtime listeners, have heard this message preached on Christmas Day of last year. But for those who may not want us to shuffle through the library to find this particular message, I've decided on this wonderful Christmas day to replay this special message. It's called a special delivery. And technically, it really is, as of today, it is a special delivery. So therefore, please stay tuned. After a couple brief messages, we're going to get right to the word. This one is very brief, very simple, very quick, because it's Christmas day. I think for many, one of the last things you want to do is actually listen to a word. But for those who do want to take the time out to listen to the word, I am thankful and grateful for you. So therefore, I am praying that everyone's doing great on this wonderful day. For those who are not, I understand, and you are in my prayers. In the meantime, please stay tuned for the greatest word that the Lord has given me thus far, a special delivery. Safe Haven Podcast is really growing, and I am so grateful for everyone who's taken a part in its growth. And also, as we continue to grow in the Lord, grow in the faith in doing this as a ministry that's gone beyond four walls, coming soon will be, I won't say merchandise, but I will say at least something to showcase that you represent Safe Haven Podcast near and afar. Stay tuned in future podcasts for more information on this wonderful idea. Hello. Here at Safe Haven Podcast, on every fourth Sunday, we like to have what we call Fourth Sunday Showcase, where we take the time out and the opportunity to give a man or woman of God a chance to preach the word to the masses right here at Safe Haven Podcast. It doesn't matter how short it is or how long it is. As long as you have been called and you want to get the word out, Safe Haven will give you the opportunity to get that word out. Now, in order to do that, if I know you, that's great. If I don't know you, this is even a better opportunity to get to know me and for me to get to know you. So, if you or you know of someone who is interested, please pass along this information. The way to contact me is bpughsley@yahoo.com. In other words, bpughsley@yahoo.com, with the heading Safe Haven Showcase. And let me get to know you. Send me a sound bite. Give me a chance to let me hear you. And then you know what? And we can work things out. And then guess what? You'll be a part of the Fourth Sunday Showcase of Ministers. That's right. You will. You'll have that opportunity. Just make sure you reach out to bpusey@yahoo.com. And oh yes, continue to listen. And oh yes, continue to subscribe, share, and listen to Safe Haven Podcast. I thank you, and God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Psalms 19:14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." We want to thank you, Jesus, for the pastors, the reverends, the bishops, and all of the ministers who you are using to deliver your word to the family, to the body of Christ. We pray for every church door open in his name, every missionary, and every podcast, including Safe Haven Podcast. Bless them in a special way. We pray that you keep them protected in your loving arms always. Hear our prayers, Lord. Through their work and their walk, you receive all of the honor and all of the glory. And we pray that your light is shown through them. Help them to reach all of your children, Father, both the saved and the lost, the accepted and rejected, all colors, shapes, sizes, abilities, and also in all generations. Help them to welcome both the easy and the difficult, the old and the new, the encouraged and discouraged, the strong and the weak. Give them the tools to deliver your word. A renewed spirit and a focus on you, Lord. We pray that your message is received through them. Use them as a vessel for your will to help heal the nations. And especially, Lord God, we pray for Reverend Brian Pusey. He is your servant, God. God, renew and refresh. Bless his spirit. Bless his entire being. You can do this. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen.
All right, welcome back to the Safe Haven Podcast. We're going to get into the Word today. First off, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays for this wonderful weekend, this extended weekend. That's one of the reasons why you're getting this message extremely early. Guys, want you all to start your Christmas off, weekend off, right and with the Word. So, without further ado, let's get into it. The Word, the Scripture is coming from Luke chapter 2, starting from the 8th verse, going right on down to the 20th verse, reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. This is a good read, so it reads as follows. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I pray that you pray with me. Ask that you pray with me on the message today, special delivery. Special delivery. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for the word in advance. Right now, you just pray that you just bless the speaker. Bless me right now, Heavenly Father. Empty out me, my spirit right now, and fill me up with the Holy Ghost right now. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and most blessed Redeemer. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Special delivery. You know, this is a very touching message to be heard on this day. Many of us are probably feeling a lot of things right now on this day. This day is filled with a lot of baggage. A lot of baggage for a lot of us during the holiday season, because, you know, a lot of us don't have family members to celebrate it with. Some of our family have passed on, and some of us are just alone and don't have anybody, period. Barely have friends and barely have family right now. And it's kind of hard to get through this season. It's hard to go through it and to see a lot of people saying season's greetings, people dressing up, taking pictures, and showcasing a lot of heavenly joy right now. And it's kind of hard and it's kind of rough. And, you know, so today's delivery, today's message is about a special delivery. It's very special. When you read Luke 2 and any scripture that actually details the birth of Jesus, which is technically the reason for the season. Well, actually, it's not no technical. It's the actual reason for the season. It's kind of hard to get really into it the way we want to. And, you know, it has me thinking about this entire year. 2020 has been a bust. It's been a bust altogether because of the pandemic and whatnot, and also not being able to see certain family members, and a lot of us losing jobs, not having money to be able to buy any gifts for our loved ones. And then, you know, for me, 2020 has been like a complete reset. In other words, it's kind of like refocus the energies a little bit, buddy. And in a sense, and that's a good thing, because you know, when you think about it, what is really the reason? Are we supposed to be doing all that stuff? Because when you do things on a traditional level, it is like a tradition. In other words, it becomes repetitive. In other words, what are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? In other words, back in Thanksgiving, you probably was wondering, what do I got to be thankful for? I can't even gather around with some of the family members and people that I like to be around or love to be around. And, you know, and now Christmas is even harder. But then again, there's some people out there that are actually defying the orders and going out there being with family members and friends anyway. And then they come back saying, you know what, now I got this disease that I probably shouldn't have gotten, but, you know, I took a risk and unfortunately this was my reward. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to criticize those who are doing that. You know what, you all are free to make your own choices on that respect. But for those who have been following the rules to a degree and want to be safe and want to remain safe and don't want to catch anything. This has been rough. This has been rough. And, you know, and then to hear this, you know, think about how these shepherds were feeling. You know, how they were feeling when they were just minding their own business, you know, like just doing their shepherd duties. And then all of a sudden they get an angel of the Lord coming to them saying, hey, guess what? Guess what? On this day, guys, something, a special delivery has occurred. And you know what? You need to check this out. And you know, and they like, huh? What? Huh? Check what out? You know, what's going on? But you know, it's like they got this message and they're like, okay. You know, anybody, if it was me, if angel of the Lord came to me and said these things, said, hey, got a special delivery for you. You know? And here's the message. And a Savior's been born over there in over yonder in that city over there in Bethlehem. Good stuff, right? And I'd be like, okay. And then they left. What they did was bold. They just said, hey, let's go. Let's go check this out. You know, me, I'd probably be like, I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure if I should do that. You know, I got these sheep here that want to get away from me, you know, want to take care. No, they dropped everything that they were doing and went over there and checked out and witnessed the event. They witnessed greatness. Now, they probably, for all we know, and we don't know, maybe they kept tabs on Jesus as he was growing up. Maybe. Don't know. Because they don't bring that up in the scripture. But that doesn't mean that they didn't keep tabs. Maybe they knew, they did know. They're like, man, this, I'm not even sure they got the names. They just went, they just said that they went, they told, they testified, and then they moved on. The beautiful thing is, it was stored up, it was remembered, and then it was chronicled. In other words, that's a beautiful thing in itself. And as we all know, that the Gospels were written many years after Jesus' life and death. So therefore, that says a lot right there. And that's a beautiful thing. So, but you know, to get right down into it, because I know that today is a special day and you want to be with the family and whatnot. So I'm going to get right to the 3 points, guys. The first point in a special delivery is every delivery from God is special. Say that again. Every delivery from God is special. You know, that says a lot. Every delivery. In other words, if God says it's a special delivery, no, matter of fact, if God is giving you a delivery, that's special. If God says you're going to get that house, you're going to get that job, you're going to get that car, matter of fact, you're going to get that person that you've been praying to me about, you know, that's special. That's a special delivery in itself. And, you know, it's not easy to think that or feel that during a time such as this because, quite frankly, I don't know about anyone else, but for me, This used to be a great holiday to me. It used to be. I used to cherish it always. I mean, I was always ready for Christmas, waiting patiently to open up the gifts, hoping to see what, wondering what I got, if I got what I asked for, or spending time at my grandparents' house, and getting gifts. But so I remember sometimes that I had a hard time being around family, and you know. Some people don't remember these things, but I do. And I look back on it and I say, man, was I one selfish young man? Because quite frankly, it was a great time to cherish being around people. I guess because I didn't feel like I was the center of attention. And quite frankly, you know, God brought that to my attention right now. And he's just like saying, look, dude, that's the past. Look, you felt that way because you were young. You didn't understand that what you were experiencing was special. And you know, you didn't understand that at the time, but now you do. And now your goal is to make sure that everyone else understands. Because right now, can't see a lot of the family that you want to see. You can't embrace them the way you want to embrace them. You got to see them from 6 feet. And you got to keep a mask on, covering up your face. And you can't see anybody, can't embrace anybody. You know, that's one of those times when I said, man, I wish I had children right now. But then again, I'm not sure how I would be able to enjoy it as much with my children, because because of my situation. But then again, my situation would be a lot different because then I would have my children as my source of wanting to do things. Matter of fact, it would be my source, hopefully have a type of job where I'd be off on Christmas, because quite frankly, I would not want to have to work on Christmas. That this is something that just doesn't set well in my soul to work on a day like that. Now, right now, don't have that unit, don't have that responsibility, so I'm not worried about it as much. But I know there's some out here that are listening to me that have that responsibility and kind of wish they did not have to go through that. But they have to do it. They sacrifice and for the sake, and maybe they celebrating Christmas today. Maybe the day before or whatever day that is their day off, and say we're gonna celebrate Christmas on this day. And you know, make it an adventure. And in some cases, you got to do that. I remember one year when family from out of town were coming in. We didn't celebrate Christmas on Christmas Day. We celebrated the day after, because that's when they were here. And, it, you know, I can't speak for everyone, but you know what? It made me realize that every delivery from God is special. It made me realize that, but then also, in addition to that, it also made me realize another thing. Every person is an important person to God. Every person is an important person to God. Think about it. These shepherds, they didn't give them names in the text, but guess what? They didn't have to have any names. They were still important. They talked about their profession. They're shepherds. They're busy doing minding their own business. Matter of fact, I believe the story that we read here from verses 8 on down to 20 pretty much stated it right there. This is their testimony in a sense, and then they're telling, and what we're reading is what they told everyone around them, told Mary, told Joseph, told the people in the inn, told them that this is their story. And this also lets you know that every person is an important person to God. If not, then we wouldn't be on this earth. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be talking to you. You know, and some days I don't feel important. But guess what? God reminds me that I am important. Sometimes I say, oh, my purpose, I have no purpose. Yes, I do. And my purpose is what I'm doing. And as much as I want to stop, God keeps moving. He said, keep it moving, brother. Keep it moving. You got this, son. You got this. And, you know, that's a message for someone out there. You may not feel like what you're doing is worth it, but guess what? God said, no, you got this. I got this. I got this for you. You're going to do this. You're very important. Don't think that you're not important. Don't try and remove yourself from an equation when you haven't even finished the equation. The equation ain't finished yet. You know, you haven't figured out what 1 + 5 is yet, but that's okay. You're going to figure it out. And when you do, God has got you. He's going to show it to you. Ooh, it means it's 6. That's something. But, you know, but for those who are feeling that way, this takes me to the third point. And I'm out. And I'm out for the weekend. And the third point, after finding out that every delivery from God is special, and then after finding out every person is an important person to God, you got to remember this. You are capable of being a special delivery to others. That's right. You are capable of being a special delivery to others. Think about it. The shepherds here in the scripture, they probably didn't think that they were being a special delivery. They probably didn't think that at all. You know, as far as Mary and Joseph were concerned, they're like, okay, we've been entrusted with this responsibility of bringing Jesus into the world. You know, Joseph was probably still straddling on the fence even after taking on Mary as his wife. He was probably still straddling the fence, and Mary was still probably blown away thinking that, wow, you know, just wow. And then to hear the shepherds coming and telling the story that God sent an angel to them to tell them that this child is the Messiah. In other words, that's probably like the biggest confirmation in the world. But they gave Joseph and Mary the biggest special delivery. Not just the special delivery that God gave them individually, but that was a collective one. It was like, whoa, you know, they've been a special delivery. In other words, you are a messenger. Not everybody has to be a preacher to get the word out. Doesn't have to be that way. Some of us can just say, God be with you. That's all you have to say. Somebody could just sit down and talk to somebody about something. In other words, just share your testimony. Share a little piece of your life story. You don't know what you went through or what you survived could help someone else that may be going through a similar situation. You never know until you be that messenger. That is a different kind of message for somebody. You may not have believed that. You may not have believed that in the beginning, but you're going to believe that because that's your walk. That's your journey. That's your purpose. Not everybody is supposed to get on the podium and dress in a suit and tie or a nice business attire and get up there and preach a word. Now, I'm not saying that it's easy. This ain't an easy thing. I mean, I've done it. There's many others that I know that have done it. But, you know, and a lot of them study and some overstudy to try and bring that scholarship and bring that knowledge to you. But sometimes, you know, just let God use you. Just let God flow through you. Sometimes all that other good stuff, all that stuff that you learn is great. It's great. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong, because quite frankly, even that's a beautiful thing. But for some people, they just want you to make it as plain as possible, plain as Jane, man. Make it as plain as possible. And that's not an easy thing to do. I was struggling. I won't say struggling. I was meditating on this, and I was like, how am I going to do this? This is not easy for me because I'm bringing the word a couple days early, and how do I do that, Lord? You know, I normally you're still working with me on the word, man, you know, throughout the week. But, you know, God said, look, I got this. Don't worry about it. You got this. You are going to give the people a special delivery. Matter of fact, I gave you the word a couple of days ago, but I told you I didn't want you to bring it just yet. I wanted you to live a little. Wanted to marinate just a little bit so you can feel it. You get all that spices and the herbs in there. Come on, put it in there. Oh, man, I'm just thinking about Christmas dinner right now. But, you know, that's another story. I'm not going to get into it another day. But the important thing is, guys, you are a special delivery. You are the best special delivery that God has ever given someone. You know, it made me think about some of the people I'm connected to, some people that I'm very, very close with, and they're very close with me. And anybody that knows me in that within that closeness, they know that I'm a great person to get to know. If you did not know me in a certain level, you think I'm either standoffish, quiet, to the point of boring. Well, once you get to know me, you realize that I'm as cool as a cucumber. I can't think of any of the sayings right now. But otherwise, you realize that I got a great heart and a good sense of humor. Sardonic a little bit, but it's still good. A little dry as well, but it's still good. And I really do care about the people that are in my circle. I do. I care about them a lot. But you know what? You know, that made me realize something. And I was just reflecting on the entire year, how I reached out to people that I haven't reached out in a long time and been there for people that I haven't seen in a long time. And for people that I do know on a current level. And, you know, and I still want to be that person for, you know, and then that made me realize, and especially as I have been working on this message, made me realize that I'm a special delivery to others as well. And I want them to know that they're a special delivery, and I've let them know that they're a special delivery to me. And for those that are going through heartbreaking times this season, I've lost family members this year, lost friends this year, lost any kind of loved ones this year. Just want to let you know that this is the special delivery for you. God has still got you. God is still there for you. It'll never feel the same again. It'll never feel the same. But for those that you have still around you, they're here for you. They're here with you. They're here to keep you going. So don't fret. Don't fret for very long. Yes, shed your tears. Shed your tears because you know what? The people that you lost deserve those tears. But don't let those tears overwhelm you to the point where you lose track of and lose sight of who you are. Because guess what? Here's a special delivery for you. You will survive. You will thrive. And as long as you have the memory of your loved one in your heart and in your mind and in your soul, they're forever alive. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this word. We are grateful for this word right now. Let pray that this word emanates inside our souls right now. And let us be a special delivery to others out there that need to hear this kind of word right now, Heavenly Father. Just want to thank you for it. Thank you for this message. Thank you for this time. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Stay tuned. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. We thank you for listening to this wonderful, wonderful message. Now, for those who live in the greater Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, if you are interested in having Reverend Brian C. Pusey, come and speak at your with your congregation, I would love it. Please contact me at bpughsley@yahoo.com. That's bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Ministry Invitation. I will be glad and honored to come to your congregation and bless you with the word that the Lord has given me. Please reach out and let's build this community together. I want to thank you for tuning in to this wonderful special Christmas Day broadcast of Safe Haven Podcast with a special delivery. I want to thank everyone who do listen every day, every week, whatever, and share. Grateful for every last one of you. Praying that you all have a blessed and Merry Christmas. And please do tune in to the next episode of Safe Haven Podcast. God bless you. This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.